Yeah, time now to talk a little bit of rugby league in the All-Stars match tonight. The Indigenous All-Stars taking on the Maori All-Stars from New Zealand. And joining us on the line is the assistant coach and world champion boxer, Justin Hodges.
World champion?
World champion, that's what I'm going to call
him. Gone large.
Well, that's what he's been talking about all week, how good he was. And he knocked a guy out in 74 seconds. And apparently the bloke he was fighting had a very, very big reputation in Queensland. So it only took Hodge 74 seconds to knock him out. But he's on the line this morning. Good morning, mate.
Thanks for that, Loz. How good was that, eh?
Well, mate, you've been spruiking all week. You reckon you're going to go to the next level?
No, I didn't, mate. Come on, don't put me in that position. No, look, it was a good fight. Everything that I thought it would be. I came up against a good opponent. But, I'll tell you what, I've never been so nervous in my life.
Yeah. It changes once that bell goes, Justin.
Yeah, it does, TK. I think walking out to the ring, I was fine. Then just going in there, and then the ref was giving us our instructions. Then go back to the corner, and the bell rang, and all I wanted to do was walk through the ropes. I didn't want to come out. But it is a little bit scary.
You were saying, though, that you had this game plan in mind, but the game plan went out the window. You forgot about it and just started swinging.
Mate, the game plan went out the window when I tried to jab him and I looked at his eyes and I looked at this bloke and I thought, wow, he's just coming forward here. So we just turned him into the old good old-fashioned scrap. And look, I was just lucky enough that I got to stop him, because I tell you what, like I said before, I've never been so nervous. So I was lucky that I got over it done with pretty quickly.
And the other thing you said was, you've trained really hard for 6-7 weeks, but your legs went on you. They felt like jelly early.
Yeah, they did, mate. I think I put that back to even when I first started. My first game when I debuted down in Canberra, you were putting up those high kicks and had a big Leslie Vanicolo coming down on the sideline. look, it's just one of those moments. Yeah, like I trained really hard for it. And it's just, I think all the pressure got to me. Once that bell rang, my legs just went jelly and I just couldn't move them.
we will move on to rugby league in just one moment. But, do you want to take on Paul Gallen?
Oh, look, that's further down the track, I think, TK. I think at the moment, Gallen's had 10 fights. I've only had my first one. And I just got to find some time now to have some more, I think, with the busy schedule that I got with football coming up soon.
Yeah.
And, all the skill stuff that I do with the Broncos and the Indigenous program. So just making sure I've got the right time to train and prepare myself, but look, I'd love to have a few more, there's no doubt about that. And look, further down the track, if that happens with Gell, it happened, and he's got to concentrate on his season ahead as well.
You've been retired now for 3 or 4 years, Hodjo. Your passion is obviously rugby league, and to get involved with coaching, you're involved with the Indigenous All-Stars as an assistant, but you're also involved with the Queensland Origin team. You've been a part of their pathway system, and now you must be pretty excited that you get the opportunity to actually work with the Origin team and as assistant under Kevy.
Yeah, look, well, I was very excited, but obviously very excited about this opportunity working with you and all the boys here with the All-Stars. I think it's one of those games where you still wish you were playing. You get that feeling, just walking around Melbourne at the moment and seeing all the Indigenous jerseys and just watching the boys train yesterday and hearing from a couple of the guys who have debuted for the Indigenous All-Stars. That sort of, caught my mind back to when I first started playing for the All-Stars. Just knowing what it means to you, knowing you're going to represent your people. Look, these are the games that you miss. And then also having the pleasure to work with Kevy Walters under the Origin banner, mate. I think that's what every footballer wants. If you can't play Origin, you still want to be involved in it somehow. So I'm just really glad I've got the opportunity to work with all those superstar players.
Yeah, and Justin and Loz, after watching training yesterday, I don't think the boys or the Indigenous All-Stars will get beaten on enthusiasm because there was certainly, you got the enthusiasm at the training session you wanted.
Yeah, exactly right. The boys don't lack that. They don't lack confidence. There's plenty of energy around, so we're just going to make sure we try and harness that. The Maoris have got a lot to play for as well. And, back in the day when it was, the All-Stars, Indigenous All-Stars versus the NRL All-Stars, there wasn't much feeling for those guys. You could sort of understand there wasn't much, feeling in the game for them. And for us, it was all about pride, all about making sure we send our people home happy. And, look, I think the Maoris are in the same position as we were, 8 and 9 years ago. So, look, it's going to be a fantastic game. And I can't wait to see both war cries out there.
Who's impressed you this week, Hodjo, and who do you think's in for a big game?
Oh, look, there's been a couple of guys. I think, you know, Dave Peter's been absolutely outstanding for a young bloke. Adam Elliott, I think, you know, his workload and what he's been able to do, especially coming to the side where there's a lot of superstars, but, you know, he's really impressed me. But, yeah, for Tony Staggs, I think he's been, you know, really good. He's one of those players who can light up a footy field. So, look, I've spent a bit of time with Staggy, so hopefully he'll come out tonight and put a good performance in. He's got a really good backstory to where he grew up and where he came from. So, look, I'm really proud of him and really looking forward to watching him run around tonight.
Have you ever been in a side, though, Hodjo, and I was telling TK off here, and I've told our listeners, the energy from a football team, I've never been a part of it where the two wingers provide all the energy.
Yeah, and they're mate, big.
As you know, Loz, Fergo, he is one of the craziest and most energetic player I've ever seen in my life. He just, the boys into him all the time. We're doing a bit of a ruck defence the other day. I think we had six tackles. He had three or four of the hit-ups. Those guys who just puts his body in the line and he's into the boys and the boys into him. But, oh, look, I love watching Fergo play. I love playing with him because, like I said, you know, someone doesn't want to take that tough carry. He always seems to put his hand up.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to do it tonight, isn't he? Because they've got the edge, probably, the Maoris in the forwards. But this Dave Fifita, I mean, you've seen a lot of him, haven't you, Justin? I only seen glimpses, but he could be something special, couldn't he?
Oh, look, 100%, Tico. I think he's got the size, the ability, you know, to do whatever he wants. He's one of those players who obviously listens, he learns. And that's what makes him so good. He's only a young kid. I remember, you know, having a little bit to do with him in the Queensland 16 system when he came through there. And, you know, just to see him grow into this person that he is now. We watched him the other day, Loz. Just those nice little lines that he runs, you know, the outside-in lines. He's so big, he's so strong.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's just got that ability to learn, and that's what makes him. That's what's going to make him a great player because, you know, some guys get to that level and they think, you know, that's it. But he wants to adapt, he wants to evolve, and, yeah, being in the NRL system now is only going to make a whole lot better.
Yeah, you're right there, Hodjo. I've been very impressed with him this week, and he's got the ability to sort of line up on a defender, and he sort of drifts to the outside, but then he's got that late footwork back on the inside shoulder, so the defender actually can only arm tackle him. They can't actually get the shoulder into him, and close to the line, you know, 10 metres out, it's going to be difficult for people to stop him this year.
Mate, oh, 100%. If you're throwing your arm out there, he's that big and solid, you'll probably knock it off. But and that's just a full credit to him. Like, he's been in the system now for a year or two, and he's got a lot of competition up here at the Broncos. So, look, he's worked hard, mate. Like you said, he's just got the ability to run that out line or, you know, come back under, and look, if you're sticking an arm out trying to stop him, good luck.
Yeah, just a flesh wound. You remember that? Remember that skit from Monty Python? It's just a flesh wound. The poor bloke's got no arms left. Hey, Justin, thanks so much for your time. I know Laurie's appreciated your input this week, and have a great night tonight.
No worries, boys. Thank you. See you soon, Loz.